Thank you, Mary. Gwen, Reverend Gwen Schultz. Gwen was, I think, the first woman clergy member from another faith, and she came, and it was the year that she came that I recognized a charism here at Word and Life, and that was hospitality, that we were being called to hospitality. The very next week, Gwen came, and her chapter was Genesis on Sodom and Gomorrah, and she was using the sin of Sodom as inhospitality, and a member of Word and Life challenged that and said, we have been told what the sin was, and it's homosexuality. And we were challenged on being hospitable. So she stayed with us, though. So, Gwen.
So I remember that day really well. I walked in this mass of people, all Roman Catholics, and Alice says to me, I want you to really do this and really go into it. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be the first and last. But it turned out to be the beginning of, for me, one of the richest relationships I had while I was in Santa Barbara. I would always look forward to the Thursdays that I would come and be with you all. And from the very beginning, your landmark feel was I would walk in there and I would feel welcomed. I wouldn't even get in the door when somebody would say, oh good, I'm glad it's you. I mean, that's a wonderful way to start your day. And that wonderful blessing song that you would sing, I don't know as I knew what it meant to be blessed before experiencing that simple little song that you sang. I have many, many memories, and I'm not going to do any of them because I'm going to try to be brief. What I do want to remind those of you of that were part of this is the joint meetings that we had between the Bible study at the First Congregational Church and you all. Now, your group was about five times the size of my group, and so those were interesting meetings, but the women in my Bible study expanded their understanding not only of Roman Catholics, but also of many issues and we took on some pretty adventuresome issues along the way. The thing I remember the most and that I want to really just share about a little bit is the fact that the women in my church were really just sort of blown away by the Roman Catholic love of the Mass. And they kept saying to me, why do they love the Mass so much? What is this about? They all talk about the Mass and how important it is. So I passed that on to Alice, and Alice and Father Virgil and I sat down, and we decided that Father Virgil would do an instructive Mass with all of us present. And we had a little conversation about whether the congregational ladies would be welcome at communion. And what Father Virgil said, and I thought it was so beautiful, is he said, I would never turn anyone away that came to the communion table. And I appreciate this applause because for me, this is one of the most painful differences between us, that is not a resolved issue yet. But that particular time, we were in a chapel at the mission. There were lots more of you than there were of us. And Father Virgil went through the whole instructed Mass, and then we started going up for communion. And it just happened. I thought it was planned, but it just happened. One congregational lady, Catholic on either side, right down the line. And I know Bob Scott, who's no longer with us, also was there. And he said afterwards, he said there were trumpets playing in heaven today. And I think that was true. You all have been incredibly important in my life. And I talk about you in Wisconsin. I talk about the interaction that we've had together. And I'm so grateful to be here today. And thank you all so much.
Thank thank you, Gwen. I'm so happy you're here today, too, because that was just a wonderful relationship we had for all those years. And I think for us at Word and Life, when we would go share with the congregational church, what fascinated us about them, I said it was like being a child that met a friend who had parents that let them do whatever they wanted to do. And they were fascinated with our liturgy. So we really liked their freedom and their autonomy. And it was a great, great relationship that broke down all barriers between formal religion. So thank you for sharing that.